From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Centrist and pro-European Union candidate Emmanuel Macron became France's president-elect Sunday after defeating far-right candidate Marine Le Pen. Reporter Catherine Field is in Paris with a message from the Macron victory.
It says that France is ready to turn a page, that it's really had enough of the sort of complacency of doing the same thing all the time. Emmanuel Macron, don't forget, 13 months ago, set up a movement. It wasn't even a political party. So for the fact that someone so young, with no political experience, this is the only elected office he's ever stood for, just shows that he managed to tap that nerve in the French people that wanted something different, wanted something new, and trusted him to do that.
Macron, who will be France's youngest president, will be sworn in on May 14th. A U.S. Senate panel is taking a new look into the extent of Russian meddling in last year's presidential election, even as President Trump continues to dismiss Moscow's interference. The Senate Intelligence Committee is hearing testimony from Sally Yates, who was briefly acting attorney general, the country's top law enforcement official, in the early days of the Trump administration before the new president fired her. In a Twitter comment, Mr. Trump said the phony Trump-Russia story was an excuse used by the Democrats as justification for losing the election. The Islamic State leader in Afghanistan has been killed during a joint raid in eastern Nangarhar province. Dozens of Afghan and American special forces took part in the offensive that killed Sheikh Abdul Hasib, along with 35 fighters in a combined operation at an IS cave and tunnel complex. This is VOA News.